Now, over the weekend, there was a man who ran around Achill for over 24 hours, and he's on the line now. Turlough Diver, good afternoon.
How are you, Ray? What's the crack?
I tell you what I'm going to do with St. Patrick's, the long weekend. I'm going to run around Achill. That's what I'm going to do, 24 hours. Who'd you pass that by before you did it, Turlough?
there was a few people, but I suppose it came into the head in October. And I rang one of the lads over in Australia, Stephen Kelly. He's home now, thank God.
Right.
But when he gave me the thumbs up for it, I knew we were onto something, all right.
And is Stephen a touchstone for you? They always seek his advice.
Well, I wouldn't say seek advice. It'd be like, you know, make sure I don't do anything daft, really, like, but...
Right. And he's back home now for good, is it, Stephen? Is he back home for good?
I think so, yeah. Well, right. It depends what he decides himself. But
that's his story, says you. Your story, Turlough, is that you decided to do this. Is it for mental health charities or just one particular one?
One particular one, yeah. For Grow Mental Health Ireland, I decided to do it for.
Right. And why that charity in particular?
I suppose when I was deciding a charity, I knew I wanted to do it for mental health. And, you know, I did a bit of research and everything, and Grow really stuck out to me because it seemed very community-driven and community-based. And that's what ACCA really is. Like, if you were to go through the photos and the videos of the weekend, you'd really see the community getting behind with me. Like, it was, I keep using the word class and unbelievable.
That's fine.
But, like, it really was.
Grow do amazing work. And they don't have a high profile as a charity, but they're in most communities around the country, working away silently and doing brilliant work.
Yeah. Oh, like, they're incredible. Like, the way they hold meetings, and you can come into the meeting and really be yourself, and be talking to people that are in similar situations as yourself.
Yeah.
You know, to have that comfort, and it really is amazing the work they do. Like I'm delighted at how much they helped me through this fundraising and the support. They were always a phone call or a text away, and they were able to help me and get me back in and everything.
You didn't need their services though, at any stage.
No. Luckily, I'm one of those people that, you know, I was never really affected by my mental health. Mm. You know. Yeah. So.
And you have Stephen, of course, which is great. But that's important. I was only saying it there to Cy King. You know, when they had the big rally for his mate Dave, that a man who was clad in nothing but black leather came up to him and said that one of the things he liked about the Hairy Bikers was that they showed affection for each other, and you know, they talked about things, and it was good for him because he then felt allowed to talk to his mates about things other than football and going down to the pub. Anyway, so you decided in October to run around Achill. Now, did you run around Achill more than once, or did it?
Well, you know, I'd say after the run now, I know every inch of it. But
right.
In terms of training for it now and everything, no, I didn't run around it more than once.
No,
but
you,
on the day, I got through my own village three times. I got through Achill Sound, which would be the main village, three times.
Right.
So I kind of came through the island and doubled back on myself. And then to get to the finish line at Colossia, Auckland, Dwiga, where I work, I had to go through my village again. And by the third time going through my village, I was like, Jesus, I know every inch of it now.
So, Turlough, it was about the duration as opposed to the distance. Is that correct?
It was about it all, really. Like,
right.
No,
but I'm saying,
really nice.
When you were plotting it, did you go, I'm going to run this many miles or this many hours?
It started out with this many hours.
Right.
And, like, when you were looking at the total distance of kilometres, it was about 124, 126.
Wow.
And, you know, that's three marathons, really. Like.
Yes. What's that in old money?
Oh, God, you're asking the wrong fella anyway.
Yeah. And what do you do for a living, Turlough?
So right now I'm actually a student teacher. I'm down in Galway studying secondary school teaching through Irish. I just finished a placement in Rossport School down in North Mayo in Kilcommon.
Right.
I was supposed to be in college this week, but the body needed a break.
Yes. So what was the thing? Did you take breaks at all along the way? obviously.
Yeah. I took, I think it was 3 breaks in total I took at the end. But obviously, like, you know, when people would be out, you'd stop and you'd thank them. You'd get a 2 or 3 minute break there.
Yeah.
I remember the last village we went out to, Turnagee, you know, a few of my mates are out there, and we were about 20 minutes there. The welcome was incredible, like, so. Like, you know, there was stops and starts there. We ended up going for 26 hours in total, like.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. We came across the bridge, bang on 24 hours. And, you know, the stubbornness in me really came in, and I was like, no, we're going through my village again.
For the third time.
Yeah, for the third time.
Did anybody mention Forrest Gump at all, Turlough?
Jesus, I'd say I'm the Irish equivalent of Forrest Gump.
And how do, what
and
about,
there was all the signs out as well with Forrest Gump quotes.
Was there? Yeah. And what about food?
Food now, I was very lucky. My mother was cooking pasta all night for me, so yeah. Anytime we'd break, pasta was fired at me, and I got that into me.
Right.
And then, you know, you had the energy gels, like crispy bears, hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
And a lot of water.
And in the main, you were surrounded by people, but you had 2 minutes to yourself at your father's grave.
Yeah. So, again, it was an idea by one of the lads, go stop in at my dad's grave. So we started up in Curran and into Purani, and my dad is buried in Purani. And, you know, we came around there, and everyone just gave me 2 minutes there. And, yeah, it was a nice touch, like, you know.
Yeah. How much have you raised?
We're on about just over 18 grand now with cash and the iDonate and everything, like,
great.
You know, so it's incredible. Like, you know, the Tuesday beforehand, I think we were on about 3.5 grand, but the Aki community and everyone,
yeah,
I'd say people around the country and abroad got around me when they got word. And the support's been unbelievable, Ray. Like, I don't have words for it.
Well done. That's a good chunk of cash. Tell us about the 3 hills in every village on Achill.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're running through every village in Achill, there's at least 3 hills. Well, by my count, anyway, you know. Yeah, some of them are a lot tougher than the others. Like, someone said it to me. They said, you couldn't have picked a worse place to do this. Like, but with the weather we got in Everton, you know, it was probably one of the best places to do it in the end when I look back at it now.
Looking out over the Atlantic, like, yeah, and blue skies and lovely. But still, you had to run for 24 hours. Turlough Diver, that's a huge achievement and well done. Over 18,000 for Grow, who do, as I said, amazing work around the country. For people suffering with their mental health. Turlough, lovely talking to you. Mind yourself.
Yeah, Ray, just before I go, I'd just like to say, you know, there's a little girl there up in Dublin. She's from Achill. Shannon Lynch is her name. She had a bleed on the brain in February now, and the next big thing now is we're all trying to fundraise for her, for her rehabilitation and her surgery coming up. So, you know, if anyone sees the page, I'd love it if they could really get in behind it, because her Auntie Beery, fair play to her, she gave me cupping and acupuncture throughout, and I wouldn't have done it without her.
Okay, Turlough, will you do us a favour? Will you send us on the details and we'll tell our listeners about that?
I will, of course. Thanks a million.
Okay, mind yourself, Turlough. See you. Bye.
Thanks, Slán.
Good luck.